Hey! Do you want to meddle?
I could meddle.
Do you want to meddle?
I'll meddle if you meddle.
So we're going to meddle? Yes, meddle.
Then it is settled. We shall meddle.
Welcome to my second Bloodcast. I'm going to try to give you just Thresh this time around because I wasn't really happy with the fact that I put some songs on for my first Bloodcast that weren't Thresh. I want to keep this just lightning speed music all the way through. I'm also going to try to give you the song names and the artists this time around instead of just putting them on, assuming that you guys all know what it is. So what you just heard was Gamma Bomb, part of the Thrash Revival. The song was Zombie Blood Nightmare. It's a cool name. Coming up is Slaves of Pain by Sepultura. And then some Metallica. There's two ways of playing this next song. There's their way, and then there's the right way. Coming up, I have Mechanics by Megadeth. Of course, their way that Dave Mustaine is talking about is the Four Horsemen off of Kill 'Em All on Metallica, which Mustaine also wrote. After that, I have Toxic Holocaust coming up for you, War is Hell, and Sadus with Sadus Attack off of their Death to Posers EP. And then I have something special coming up after that, so keep listening. That was Anthrax, Court of the Mosh, redone with John Bush. This next up is Probot. If you don't know what that is, that's Dave Grohl is the mastermind. It's kind of like underground metal. He grew up a metalhead, so he got together all his idols growing up. People like King Diamond, Lemmy Kilmister, Max Cavalera. This song is gonna be with Mike Dean from Corrosion of Conformity. He's the bassist. He used to be the singer too back when the band was still new. More crossover thrash before they went the southern metal direction with Pepper Keenan. Another artist actually that was gonna be on there that unfortunately didn't make it on there because he passed away was Chuck Schuldiner, also one of Dave Grohl's idols. It's pretty cool, right, if you become a big artist, especially not even in the genre of metal, and then you come out with an album with all these big, big names. He's a very talented musician, Dave Grohl. A lot of respect for him. Anyway, Axis Babylon by Probot.
Circle.
So have you guys heard the new Chris Cornell album? Fucking awful. I mean, he's a great, great vocalist and all, but Trent Reznor said, you know that one album that every musician has in their career that they're just really, really embarrassed about? Yeah. I don't know what's gotten into Chris Cornell. He should just stick to rock. Stick with Audioslave. Get back together with Soundgarden. Do something that you're really good at. Not, well, I guess, you know, you're gonna do whatever you want to do. Whatever. Alright, well, that was Hyrax with Walk of Death and Nevermore and River Dragon. Coming up, I got a Riot Act from Exodus and Critical Mass by Nuclear Assault. Actually, in between there, I also have some hardcore punk from Superjoint Ritual. I went to the golf course the other day, at night. We made a fire pit in the sand trap. The fire was like 10 feet high. Brought about 50 beers. PBRs. I love PBRs. How was your day? Getting in trouble? No cops? It's not good. You need a little danger in your life. Do something stupid. Enjoy life. You're not on this earth that long. Everybody's dying around you. You're gonna die soon too. Make good use of your time. Here we go with Exodus. Don't drink. It's bad for you. Don't smoke weed either. That's bad for you. Don't have sex before marriage. That's bad for you. Don't watch The Simpsons. That's very bad for you. I think I'm done. I liked making this podcast a lot better than the first one. I'm going to close it up with Slayer, Suicidal Tendencies, and Testament. All old school songs. Haunting the Chapel, Human Guinea Pig, First Strike is Deadly. So, until the third cast, this is Vin, aka Ominous Blood Vomit. I hope you enjoyed this. Peace.
Turning black, just a path that you must take. The fear was a center of fate. The dragging and waiting for the time to look for your passage of fate. No escape, so come down the line. The stakes will never live.